Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. I'm doing it a day early. I'm not quite sure. I'm just following my intuition. There's a sense that I should do the blog talk show today, so I'm going to. Maybe it's because we've been talking about a short road trip or something, just driving the back roads of the Southeast, which we both enjoy. So maybe that's it, or maybe it's something else. But at any rate, I'm a day early. So let's see what we get for the next few days. Dear ones, there is much joy within yourselves, within your being, that hasn't quite come to the top, so to speak. It is almost, like those fizzy pills that you put at the bottom of a glass of water and it starts fizzing and then it reaches the top. That's what's happening within you. There's a sense of joy about to reach the top. But that is neither here nor there, for we have said that often, and, you know, some of you have felt it and some of you haven't, and you're saying, oh, what's this? It doesn't matter, but that is, we just wish to give you a broad overview, is the fizzing has started. Now, in terms of what is going to happen in the next few days, is there's high drama. There is a great deal happening in the next few days. More in your outer world than in your inner world, so to speak, because the inner world has already started to fizz, you know. The tablet has been dropped into your inner water, as it were. But in the outer world, as more and more people awake, they are also experiencing bits and pieces of their dark night of the soul. Many of you listening had very dramatic dark nights of the soul that lasted for weeks, months, even years. And such was so for a reason, because you were the forerunners and you were exploring this and exploring that to see if this worked or that worked, you know, that kind of thing. But now is more awakening. They are experiencing it, however short-lived it is. And so it seems as if everyone is in total chaos, if nothing makes sense, as everything is, for some of you, scary, and for others of you, silly, you see. It depends on your perspective, but it is as if everybody's going, what do I do? That is what you experienced by yourself. And so you have gone through that phase. There's no need for you to hasten to help others. They will find their way, as you did. And they are more doing it more as a group than was true for you, because when you started your dark night of the soul, for many of you listening, you did not have access to perhaps the internet or the blogs and whatever on the computer, or even knowing any friends who were experiencing something similar. You felt very isolated and alone and frightened. Terrified would probably be a better word, that your world would never be right again. And of course, now you're in a different place. But those experiencing it are having days when they feel as if the whole world is against them, everything is bad, nothing will ever work. And even though many of you have forgotten, you felt the same. The difference is, it is being felt by most of the people awakening. And since so many are awakening, it will seem extremely chaotic. You know, Perhaps you remember during your dark night of the soul, you couldn't remember when you smiled, you didn't remember laughing, you couldn't understand anything other than pain. And some of you acted out when that was happening. Some of you isolated. And so it's happening now. Allow it to be. It will pass shortly for you. Perhaps did it for, we experienced your dark nights for months, years, even in some cases decades or more. This is short-lived. So it is. You can go your breezy way, if we will, knowing that everything will be fine. Don't worry about the news. Don't worry about anything, because it's going to be just fine. Just fine. Realize that the angst, the anger, the fear, the that's coming to the forefront now is means that those feeling, those feelings are awakening, soon to be part of your world. Do you see what we are saying? So instead of being fearful, it's time to be joyful. Finally, you're not alone. Finally, those following are awakening. And not only the second wave, but the third wave and the fourth wave and even the fifth wave are awakening. You're not alone. You're part of the crowd now, the in crowd. And how will you tell the in crowd from those that are not part of your group? Your interest in being with them. Your joy in being with them. As always, if you are with someone and you leave feeling heavy and unpleasant and fearful, they're not of your interest group. Do you see? Easy, easy. Trust your feelings. Even if they were your best friend before and are not now. And some of you are saying, well, what about if they're undergoing the dark night of the soul? You will know. You see? You ask the questions that you have the power to know within you. You will know if they're undergoing the dark night of the soul and you don't want to be part of it. You will just mosey on down the road for a while, you see? But you'll come back. But for those who don't wish to shift at all and never will, you'll never mosey back, you see? They're not interesting. You've experienced that over and over again. Why would you want to experience that again? It's boring. And so those who are of a certain mindset that retains fear, that promotes fear, that lives in fear, that enjoys fear, are boring. Not fearful, boring. And so it is. You have evolved. And many, many others are also. You are not alone. And so it is. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again next week. Goodbye.